In his novels and essays, Carlos Fuentes has explored the history and cultural identity of Latin America, especially that of Mexico. His new novella is a story of music and passion. Inés, which is spelled I-N-E-Z, is the story of Gabriel, a French conductor, who at 93 is recalling the love of his life, Inés, a Mexican soprano. Fuentes has his lovers meet just a few times over the course of decades. On each occasion, they are performing Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust.
The Damnation of Faust, I think, is the opera that permits me to travel in time. It is an opera, as you know, which was first played in 1843 to an almost empty house, and those who were there left early because they were absolutely stupefied by Berlioz's revolutionary music. It is Berlioz who invents this original dissonance, this extraordinary mystery of the origin of music and the origin of voice.
You have a story within the story.
Yes, it is actually one story. It is linked by the desire of Inés to encounter the young man she has seen in the photograph offered her by Gabriel. Where is that young man? Where is that young man? There's a moment in which this takes place in Cornwall during the Blitz in London, and she is in this cottage on the coast, and she takes a position between two seats, two stools, which are usually used in southern England to put the coffin of the dead persons, and she sits there rigidly, and I think this is the moment in which she transports herself, if you wish, in a dream, in her imagination, but she goes to this encounter with the man she has discovered and found to be in love with and wonders where he is. It is a search for the lost lover.
Well, those divas are just trouble.
They're always very troublesome. But she's a very spectacular diva who discovers nuances in opera, possibilities in opera that are generally absent. You know, I modeled a few things on Maria Callas, because I think the way Maria Callas, whom I first saw in Mexico City in 1952-53 singing La Traviata, did a wonderful thing. Instead of the usual high notes the soprano delivers on the deathbed, and you say, how can a tubercular dying woman sing with such a high pitch? What Maria Callas did was to assume the voice of an old woman dying. This gave me the clue to the interpretations, the unusual, original interpretations that Inés Prada gives to Mimi in La Bohème, to the character of Violeta in La Traviata, to Gilda in Rigoletto.
There's not much of Mexico in this work.
Tangentially, one of the representations of Faust takes place at the Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico. Inés is a Mexican character, but that is secondary. You're going to have a few surprises, you know, with the new Mexican literature. You have an absolute freedom today in Mexican writing in which you don't necessarily have to deal with the Mexican identity. You know why? Because we have an identity, this search for identity that was so intense throughout Mexican culture in the 20th century is no longer a problem. We know who we are. We know what it means to be a Mexican. Now the problem is to discover difference, not identity, but difference, sexual difference, religious difference, political difference, moral differences, aesthetical differences, if you wish. So I think this is a novel that is in that current.
You've said that you can't write in Mexico because you're having too good a time. You're seeing all your friends.
Yeah. Mexico City, you know, first of all, there's the altitude. Then there's the air, which is no longer clear. You have lunch from 3 to 6. Then you have dinner from 11 to 2. So I come to London, where I only know about 12 people, and stay in my house and look out the window and say, what am I going to do? I'll stay and write when I see the weather outside, as this morning. So London has the possibility of solitude, of concentration. So it's a great town to write in, yes.
Did you always want to be a writer? I mean, you have a law degree.
I have a law degree and I'm interested in many things, but I wanted to be a writer since I was a child. I started writing my first stories when I was 7 years old. I was published for the first time in Chile in Spanish when I was 11 years old. It was always my vocation, but of course my father said, listen, Carlos, a writer in Mexico will die of hunger. You'd better have a law degree. So I got a law degree, and I'm very thankful for having studied law because it has permitted me to do journalism and to understand the world better. They helped me as a writer. I'm very happy that I have two professions, actually.
You've done, what, 20 books with another in progress?
More than that, because I have a lot of books of essays that have not been published in English. I have 27, 28 books, yeah.
So where is your Nobel?
My Nobel is in the pockets of Gabriel García Márquez. the prize for Gabriel García Márquez was a prize for my whole generation. We celebrated it. We go on celebrating it. And I don't think we need another Nobel Prize. Let the younger people have it now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a great pleasure, as always.
Writer Carlos Fuentes. His new novel is titled Inés.